This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I gotta tell you, I'm sick of these stupid masks. It's in Florida, state that is maskless, but when you're on federal property, you gotta wear the mask, which is in the airport. And of course, you've got the mask Gestapo that are, you need to put your mask on. You need to mind your dang business. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That's what some flight attendant told me walking towards something like, you gotta wear, we were on the train. You need to wear your mask. No, I don't. That's not for you to tell me. And then they, of course, they have the warnings. You can be fined and you can be all of this. What happens when they find out that the mask does hurt people? That it lowers their respiratory capabilities, that it, you know, introduces some sort of a black lung or whatever. What happens then? Who's going to be responsible? They're never going to tell you the truth. It's one big experiment being done on us. But what's really frustrating is the governor says, we don't need to wear masks. You go in businesses say, mask mandatory to enter. I was going to go eat at a restaurant. Three restaurants, it said, mask mandatory to enter. I walked away from all three of them. Said, no problem. I'll do a DoorDash or something like that. And what my thing was is, I'm not doing a DoorDash if your restaurant's that way. I think if we make a stand and say, if you have a mask policy at your restaurant that requires it, I'm not going, it'll change. I believe that I know there was a business that said, in other words, they were very proud that they did not wear their mask. And I said, I'd go there. I'd make it a point to go there. There's a barbecue joint up the street from me. No mask, no nothing. I told the guy, I said, I'll be in here every week to buy something from you, whether I need it or not. His wife was like, you are just, that's just an amazing guy. I said, nope, what you're doing is amazing. I want people to know. Tell everybody about it, too, locally, anyway. A month and a half before Joe Biden was usurped into office, he told us, mask up for 100 days. That's it. Really? I think my inclination, he was talking to Jake Tapper. Jake is, on the first day I'm inaugurated, which he wasn't. He was just shoehorned in with his demented butt. Is to say, I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days to mask. Not forever. 100 days. And I think we'll see significant reduction if we incur that. If that occurs with vaccinations, he adds, and masking to drive down the numbers considerably, considerably, considerably. I don't know if you guys are aware. Joe Biden has driven up the numbers for Wu Flu 1.5 times what President Trump did. And that's with vaccinations. Now, I don't know whether they're still cheating on the numbers or whatever, but here's what I will tell you. They're not going to tell you, we now are close to 600,000 people who have died from the Wu Flu. They don't give you the numbers anymore because it no longer suits the narrative to tell you, oh, it's still going up. The only reason why they still want the numbers to go up, but they're unreported, is so they can throw the numbers in your face. See, that's what governments do with stats. That's what this government does with stats. It uses them for its own nefarious needs. It isn't that when the stats were going up with Trump, it was all about the number of people dying. Now, it's not about the number of people dying. Because we're all getting the shot, right? But why is it that 1.5 times the number of people on the daily average are dying of the Wu Flu, and nobody says a word? It was 1,200 a day under Trump. It's 1,800 a day under Biden. And they won't say anything about it. That's what you should be asking yourselves. Here was Biden's quote. Just 100 days to mask. 100 days, and I think we'll see a significant reduction. Why? Because, well, he's a scientist. He knows. states and locales didn't necessarily follow Biden's advice, nor did the American people. But the numbers of WHO flu infections, hospitalizations, and deaths down considerably, particularly in states with no mask mandates. That's what's driving it. That's what's keeping the number down. But in the states that have mask mandates, terrible news. Last Thursday was 100 days since Biden got shoehorned into office. He had some big news regarding masking. If you've been vaccinated and you wanted to go outside with other people in a socially distanced manner, you now could. Kind of. I want you to understand, this is a man telling you what you can do in your personal life at the minutia level with no science. He talked about the CDC's mask guidance. Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask. Sounds like a lot of restrictions to me. 100 days, and Biden said we could go maskless. And what's this clown do? He's got the shot, and he wears two masks. And they want you to believe that, oh yeah, listen to us, we'll tell you the truth. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Oh, by the way, if you like your constitution, you can keep your constitution. I love it. Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated, I'm not ever going to be fully vaccinated. Outdoors in a big, not in a big crowd. I may want to be in a big crowd outdoors. Oh, like maybe I want to march with BLM or Antifa. Is that okay? I want to be absolutely clear. If you're in a crowd, like a stadium or a conference or a concert, you still need to wear a mask, even if you're outside. But beginning today, gathering with a group of friends in a park, going for a picnic, as long as you are vaccinated and outdoors, you can do it without a mask. That's what Biden said. Wow. So let me get this right. If I'm gathering with a group of friends or going for a picnic, oh, but I still need to be vaccinated. What if I don't have the vaccination, Senior Demented? What then? Senior Stupid, that's a better way to put that. He says the CDC is able to make this announcement because our scientists are convinced by the data that the odds of getting or giving the virus to others is very, very low if you've both been fully vaccinated or in the open air. Notice how they're going to keep with the theme of fully vaccinated. Keep that in mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't take orders from demented people. I'm not led by anybody too weak to lead. I won't follow them. I bet most of you feel the same way. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I've said on this show multiple times after, I don't remember where the thought bubble hit me, but I said that the left are the only animals in the animal kingdom who are okay with being led by their weakest people, their weakest animals. Look at who leads them. And by the way, if Biden is your strongest, if Pelosi, if Schumer, if they're your strongest, you have to wonder who's behind you. I mean, we conservatives, Republicans, pragmatists, We will throw out the baby with the bathwater. I mean, we have tossed practically the entirety of the Republican Party. We don't have any problem doing it. We're okay with it. Anyway, Joe Biden, I talked about his level of popularity. You can forget polls and all that. Look at the other things. His viewership doing that address to Congress I was talking about the other day. I found Trump's real numbers from 2017, first 100 days. 47.7 million people Biden, at the best, had 29 million. But when they first did it, it was 19.5 million. Round it up. Call it 20. 20 to roughly 48 million. That's the difference. And if you want to make it 30 million, fine. 30 to 48 million. Yet the left wants you to believe that Donald Trump was not popular. Biden was. That people cared about what Biden had to say. Nobody wants to follow a loser, including leftists. Leftists have lost more Democrats than they can shake a stick at, and they're going to have a real tough time cheating with Dominion this time around. Because the forms are going to be looked at. I know Trump's looking at this stuff all over the country, and particularly in battleground states. And the Republicans that plotted against him, they have to be concerned themselves. Because they can't allow that kind of cheat to go on, because it could happen against them. By the way, I believe that 48 million to 30 million, whatever it may be, 48 to 20 million, that's roughly the percentage that Donald Trump actually beat Biden by. Somebody's going to listen to this recording, I don't know, 50, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, and go, man, that guy was so right. Maybe it's quicker than we think. Maybe Maricopa County will bail us out and show that this big cheat did occur. We'll find out. We're on top of it. We're all over it. Anyway, I wanted to talk about Mitt Romney. Booed by audience members when he took the stage at the Utah GOP convention. This was over the weekend. They wrote, Romney has faced negative backlash and a censure threat by the GOP delegation for his votes to impeach Donald Trump. I still can't believe this guy did that. Look, you can have philosophical issues, whatever types of issues you want with Trump. But for Romney to do, it's not turning your back on Trump. It's turning your back on America. Did you guys see that video where Romney was in the airport and the lady just let him have it? She blasted him. I can't even believe this guy is safe in Utah. I know he's a Mormon and all that, but isn't there another Mormon that we can run against him? Wow, I'd rather see Burgess Owens run for Senate and beat Romney. Maybe that's what Burgess is setting himself up for. Anyway, they said, Chairman of the Utah GOP, Derrick Brown, interrupted Romney's speech to tell the rowdy crowd to simmer down. I find that so funny that in his own, supposedly, now I can say this, prior to when Romney ran for election in 2012, he could do no wrong. People were, they loved this guy in Utah and away from Utah. I voted for him. I wanted him. I'm so glad I was wrong and he lost. I know it sounds weird to say now that I'm glad Barack Obama won. Not because I espouse any of his policies, but had he not won, we wouldn't have gotten Trump. We would have had like a McCain back in 2008. We would have had this rhino government that was going to continue to fool us into thinking that we were ahead. The Democrats were stupid to let Barack Obama serve a second term. I know why they did it. They couldn't let people believe that baby black Jesus wasn't the best thing since sliced bread. So they had to cheat. But I'm glad they did in the outcome, because Romney. But I want to go back. Utah, booing him. His home state, folks, this is as good as it gets for him. Believe it or not, he received the JFK Profile and Courage Award because he voted to convict President Trump on the first impeachment charge. The Russian collusion one. Here's what he said in the Salt Lake Tribune. I'm a man who says what he means. And, you know, I was not a fan of our last president's character issues. People booed him. They called him a communist and a traitor. You can boo all you like, Romney says. I've been a Republican all my life. My dad was the governor of Michigan, and I was a Republican nominee for president in 2012. Like, that's the credibility thing. But despite negative reaction, they write, the longtime Utah Republican ended his speech on a positive note. We need to come together and strengthen unity. We need to come together so we can make one big collective hand and slap Romney's head off of his shoulders. That's what we need to come together to do. I love how these guys always want unity. They want unity. Romney would never say he's not going to do anything to attack Antifa. He's not going to do anything to push back against Black Lives Matter. He's not going to do anything to push back against the fake news narrative that Donald Trump was not cheated out of the election. He does nothing to protect borders, border issues. He, for all intents and purposes, Romney is a leftist senator masquerading as a Republican. And I know how you feel. I don't need to say, I don't know about you. I know about you. I'm sick of them. Romney is not going to have a problem because he doesn't have an election, but Murkowski does in 2022. Let's see how that does for her. He said Romney was who was joined by six other GOP senators, including Senator Collins of Maine, Murkowski, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. They all voted to impeach Trump. And Murkowski is the one who we need to go after this time. I'm telling you, folks, we take down one of these sacred cows and make some burgers, and that'll be the end of it. This is Trump's party. And I don't say it like, because I'm not like one of these guys that's like, man, Donald Trump, he's a guy. But I'm saying Trumpian, right? The way that he behaves. Contrary to what Romney says, people want exactly what Trump is delivering. 2024, Romney's up for re-election. Let's see how it goes, because I don't think it's going to go very well. I know I'm going to campaign against him. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Time we start giving tax breaks and tax credits to working class families and middle class families instead of just the very wealthy.
President Biden speaking there in Norfolk, Virginia. The president outpitching his massive infrastructure program that includes upgrading schools. The president continues.
And here's what the American Family Plan doesn't do. It doesn't add a single penny to our deficit. It's paid for by making sure corporate America and the wealthiest 1% just pay their fair share.
Biden also saying 2 years of community college should be free. Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid are offering same-day COVID-19 vaccines as the pace of vaccinations per day slows. The U.S. is averaging 2.4 million shots per day, which is down from its peak of 3.4 million shots per day reported on April 13th. You're listening to USA Radio News. Millions of Americans in the South are under a tornado watch today. Much of northern Georgia is under a tornado watch until late this afternoon. Charlotte, North Carolina, and areas of South Carolina are also under a watch. A tornado touched down earlier on Monday near Atlanta and caused some damage and the loss of power for around 7,000 people in the area. At least three tornadoes are confirmed to have touched down in Mississippi last night. They ripped roofs off of homes, knocked down trees, snapped power poles, and blew away road signs. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announcing he'll sign an executive order to end all COVID-19-related orders. An American racing legend is dead. Bob Unser passing away Sunday at his home in New Mexico at the age of 87. Indianapolis Motor Speedway making the announcement on Monday. Unser won the Indianapolis 500 three times during his career. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The BlackSphere.net salutes real politicians of genius.
Real politicians of genius.
Today, Mr. Southern Racist Democrat.
Mr. Southern Racist Democrat.
My old mom told me, Robert, you can't go to heaven if you hate anybody.
She must have been old when she told him that. He filibustered and voted against the Civil Rights Act when he was 47.
His mom was really old.
And oh, how the Democrat Party supported Robert Byrd. Bill Clinton said at his funeral he had a fling with the Klan when he was young, but it was only because he wanted to get elected.
Youthful indiscretion.
He wanted a life of public service so badly, he recruited for the Klan and started his own chapter.
Hear me!
40 years of public service passed between this Democrat's service in the Klan and his first hint of public remorse. And he still felt comfortable using the N-word on national television. When he was past 80 years old.
I've seen a lot of white people in my time when they use that word.
Southern racist.
And after he voted against the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, and Thurgood Marshall's confirmation, West Virginia's white Southern racist Democrats elected him from 1970 all the way to 2006. Strom Thurmond and Trent Lott could only scratch their heads.
Those poor souls.
As Robert Byrd proved over a lifetime that the unforgivable sin of racism can easily be forgiven, provided you keep voting Democrat.
Mr. Southern white racist Democrat politician of genius.
BlackSphere.net, brewed in St. Louis, Missouri.
Leftists are evil, racist people. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Little history lesson on Robert Byrd, Grand Kleagle of the KKK, eulogized by Bill Clinton and many other prominent Democrats, a guy who recruited for the Klan, probably made so many black people's lives actual H-E double crooked socks, you can't even count them. Clinton made it appear that he had a tangential relationship with the Klan. Over 40 years that man was in the Klan. But as Dave Perkins, my producer of that bit, let you know, as long as you vote Democrat, you can get away with it. I was speaking with some gay Republicans, a former congressman, I believe, and I told them that I have no homophobic friends. I don't have any racist friends on the right. I explained on the homophobic stuff, I feel bad. Both these guys came out late in life. And I said, I feel bad that they had even a need to come out. It's sad that whatever gay people feel that's different, that they can't just openly discuss it. For example, if your parents said to you, you know, you seem like you really are into art. And you go, yeah, Dad, I don't like math and science. They may want you to, but you go, I really like art. I like clothing, design, music, things like that. And if your dad or mom were to say, well, just out of curiosity, are you gay? You should be able to answer that question openly and honestly. Look, I get it. I get the world has changed dramatically in that regard. And thankfully, many conservatives have opened up and said, you know what? We got to have these discussions. My youngest son, he said something to his mom one day, and she was like, what, are you gay? He's like, no, I'm not gay, Mom. But he could have easily, and I say this with all in all seriousness, he could have easily said, you know, I may be. And it would have had no reaction in our family. And I didn't feel sorry for these guys. I told them that. I said, I don't feel sorry for you. I said, I feel sorry that you live in a world that you feel like you couldn't address whatever that strange feeling was, that attraction to the same sex or whatever it may be. And I told him, I said, as a kid who's always known what he is, there's a confidence in growing up knowing that. I don't have any idea when it occurred or how it occurred. I just know I knew I was a boy who liked girls. I knew that I wasn't going to be bullied or pushed around. And it came through in everything that I did and led me to where I am right now. And I don't have any regrets. There's nothing in my past to go, you know, I really feel like a man that was trapped in a woman's body at one point in my life. No, you'll never hear it. The same way I've never been a Democrat. I tell people all the time, I was never that stupid. I knew that everything I would hear from all these Democrats, when my grandparents would watch these different things, I'd say, we are nothing like them. They are always belly aching about something. They don't want to do anything for themselves. It's always somebody else's problem. What a feeling to be able to know that. Anyway, back to the demented evil racists known as leftists, Democrats, progressives, or whatever they call themselves these days. Democrats want division. They want a war for us. You know it. You recognize it. You recognize it in everything. If I say man, you know what they hate. They hate men. They hate white men in particular, but they hate men. If I say gay or straight, you already know the division. It's insane. I get infuriated when I think of how openly racist these people are. I will never forget Michelle Obama's comment that she didn't know whether to trust Barack Obama because white people felt too highly about him. Well, she was right. Because the white people that were trusting that clown, they didn't know what to look for. But it was a racist statement. And can you imagine if Melania Trump said, I wasn't sure what to think about Donald because too many black people felt good about him. Could she have lived that down? You know the answer. And you know everything that's being done in this racially charged environment by Democrats. Shame on them. And I give black leftists no cover. These clowns watch people denigrate the best part of the black culture, conservatives, and they say nothing. I used to start a speech with all the things that I would get called. Uncle Tom, step and fetch it, coon butt Negro, I'll clean that up for you. Tool of the white man, Rush Limbaugh wannabe, Oreo, you know, I mean, I could go on. And it's 25, 30 names, and I would read them off in a row. Just so people got an idea of what you get called. And let me tell you, black folks are vitriolic. You think that Scalia, who got shot at the baseball game, you think that was a big deal? Go around black folks and tell them that you're a Republican, you voted for Trump, you support Reagan, whatever. They hear it, and it's like Pavlov's bell. They just, their eyes glaze over, we must kill him. And they become Stepford wives. plantation Negroes ready to do the elitist white man's bidding without even giving 2 seconds of thought to it. They would tear down a statue of Booker T. Washington, these racist black clowns, especially the Congressional Black Circus. Demented, evil, racist. That's what they are. And so you get this knucklehead, this Texas Democrat, who called, his name is Gary O'Connor. And after Tim Scott gave the address, after Biden's failed state of the state, whatever speech that he gave, Captain Demento, he calls Tim Scott an Oreo. Now, between us girls, I wouldn't care. If Tim Scott knew how to fight back, which he doesn't, sadly, he's a nice guy, but Tim's not a fighter. He's kind of a go-along-to-get-along Negro that I'm happy he's a Republican, but Tim's a wishy-washy Republican. But still, you shouldn't be calling him an Oreo because the guy meant it as a derogatory thing. Now, black leftists call people like me an Oreo all the time. You black on the outside and white on the inside. Ask me if I care. I don't care. Did I tell y'all where I was over the weekend? I was at a buddy of mine's house who was 10,000 square feet. When I looked back on the, when I wasn't looking at the ocean and I was looking back at his house sitting in the courtyard, you would have thought I was in a fancy hotel, a private hotel. Yeah, call me an Oreo. If you say to me, Kevin, you never get to be around another black person for the rest of your life other than your kids or family, I count me lucky. Get mad at me. I don't care. I love people, good people, people of character, people who culturally want what I want. And if you fit the bill, join me. If you don't, ask this Negro if I care, because I don't. I flatly do not. Call me. Okay, they did a trade of me on a video. They traded me to white folks. Same thing Chappelle did and stuff. First of all, cliche, but trade me to white folks. I don't care. I'd rather enjoy my white friends. At least I have a 10x to 15x chance of surviving them. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are discussing the most racist, vile people on the planet, the American Democrat, leftist, progressive, or whatever they call themselves, to cover up for their nefarious deeds and what have you. And I'm discussing a guy who openly said a slur against Senator Tim Scott, and that would be Gary O'Connor, a representative out of Texas, Lamar County Democratic Party chair, is what he is. He said this: I had hoped that Scott might show some common sense, but it seems clear he is little more than an Oreo with no real principles. Now, this is a white dude saying that a black guy is black on the outside and white on the inside. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to And I ask this question. Can you imagine if a Republican had said this about Barack Obama? Name me a Republican who would not be jumped. And rightfully so. Look, I don't like Barack Obama. I don't like his policies. I don't like him much as a person either, but I don't care about that. I didn't like his policies. But I wouldn't go slurs about him as an Oreo. I call him Baby Black Jesus because he thinks he's all that. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and she said that one of her, I think that she said her mom or her grandmother said she could sense the arrogance of Obama, just the way he tilted his head up. I said, yeah, you sense his arrogance, but you also sense his fear. See, he thinks highly of himself. That's what he projects. But what he's really telling you is he thought lowly of himself. Psychologically, he gave you the air on the outside of superiority and elitism. It was because of all the fear he had inside. People that put on like that, that's their fear. They want you to believe that they're smarter than they really are. They want to use big words. They want to do things to make you feel uncomfortable. One of my best buddies is a very, very wealthy man. And it didn't matter what you said or what you did. If he didn't understand the word, he stopped you. Kevin, stop. What does that word mean? And if you were around him long enough, you know what you stopped doing? You stopped using words that weren't common. Because his thing was, communication is what draws us together. Not making me feel stupid. Not making me have to figure out what the word is. How about you speak to me in a language we understand and we call it our tribal language? Now, I do use big words from time to time because you're a sophisticated audience, but I'm telling you, around my buddy, I wouldn't do, and he hated acronyms. If you said the NAACP, you had to explain what it was. He didn't like games like this. So have you heard of some particular person? He hated that. He says, before you tell a story, you say, so there's a guy and he is a very famous actor by the name of such and such. And he's famous for this thing. He says, tell people what it is that you're going to explain, because if you don't do that, you're making them feel stupid, inferior, by asking, do you know so-and-so? It's a challenge. And he goes, and you're also inviting them to lie, because the natural response of people is to go, well, yeah, and you don't. And these little things like that, I'm going to tell you, if you teach your kid this, if you do it yourselves, you're going to be so much better off for it. But Democrats, I'm going to tell you, they want you to feel stupid. They want you to feel like they want to feel that they have something over you. They have the inside story, the inside scoop. And they are blatantly racist like this guy, Gary O'Connor. By the way, he deleted his Facebook post. Representative Pat Fallon out of Texas, whose district includes Lamar County, eviscerated O'Connor. You know what that word means? And he issued a press release. He says it's unforgivable what this guy said. He said Gary O'Connor's comment against Senator Tim Scott is abhorrent, insulting, unforgivable. Both he and the entire Lamar County Democratic Party should be ashamed of this racist behavior. See, this is a Republican that gets it. Call out the racism. Show it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Black Democrats won't say a thing. NAACP won't say a thing. The Urban League won't say a thing. They'll let it go because of that clip I played in the previous segment. Robert Byrd, avowed KKK guy. Oh, he made amends later in life. Like, they're the only ones who can make amends. It's all nonsense. He called on O'Connor to apologize and step down immediately. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't really care. But I do care that this guy believes he's got permission to talk like that about other blacks. And sadly, he will not get chastised for it. Nothing. This is what you get when you put the D behind your name. You can say whatever you want about black conservatives. Now, I'm not, people tell me, Kevin, I would hate to be a black conservative in America. Let me tell you something. I take a lot of crap, but it is so minuscule. Did I mention where I was over the weekend? that I was in a dude's house. I don't know how big it was, but it was huge. And it looked out over the ocean. I could see Tampa Bay on the other side. And I looked back at the band playing, and I felt like I was in the courtyard of a private, beautiful hotel. Food, liquor, good friends. You know what? If my life, if that's what I have to give up in order to be a black conservative, well, you know what? I can survive it. But I get it. Don't misunderstand me. I know what we're up against. We're up against these knuckleheads. But it wasn't anybody at that party that had any animosity toward me. I'm going to try to remember here. But as I said, there was a black cop in me. Now, maybe there's some people hiding out, got a little more melanin in their skin than they want to let on. But there were no overtly black people except me. I survived. I didn't take a gun. I didn't have a knife. Nothing. I felt no discomfort whatsoever. I was around 200 white folks that didn't give a crap. In fact, some of them actually liked me. So I'm telling you who the racists are. I'm explaining to you that these are the people. Here's what's bad. If you think that that's what they harbor about Tim Scott, it's no different than the people that they represent. These are the people that go behind the backs of black. I would tell a black liberal to his face or leftist to his face, you're dumb. You're stupid for voting for your oppressor. I don't care how you feel about it. You should have much more pride in your people than to follow blindly somebody like Joe Biden, a guy that says you ain't black unless you vote for me. A guy that has insulted blacks his entire political career, and so has your party. And you vote for him. I'll tell you to your face. But see, that guy, Gary O'Connor, he's going to talk smack about black folks behind their backs, and he feels like he has permission to talk about blacks like Tim Scott publicly, and he can get away with it. Yeah, we're allowed that indulgence. No, he's not. Not from me. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get the entire Democratic Party. And when you are out there, you need to remind people of this stuff. There was a Florida congresswoman who said, we can't get rid of the Mexicans. Who's going to clean our pools? The pool guy that, I'm in a rented house, but the pool guy that does this house, he's a white boy. And I bet he's glad he has the job. I bet he's glad that Diego ain't cleaning pools in his neighborhood, that he's got a job. These are the people. Go back and listen to their comments. I gave you Michelle Obama's, but they're rampant. We got to tear down the patriarchy, the white patriarchy, the white male patriarchy. You'll hear that stuff. America needs to be browned. Why? I've never heard anybody say Africa needs to be lightened or Central America needs to be lightened. Central America is full of what? Central Americans. I don't see white people running down there to lighten it, and I don't see anybody begging Central America. You know what would help you is if you got yourself some white folks. White folks are pretty doggone civilized, and if you leave them alone, even if they live in squalor in Middletown, Kentucky, they pretty much just want to be left alone. They're live and let live people, too. They aren't looking for a race war or race riots or anything else. They might have some backwards things, but guess what, folks? All of us have softened over the decades. I can't talk to a single conservative that hasn't softened on the issue of something over time. You evolve to be better people. That is how God made you. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They said the party should take swift action to censure this guy, and they are 100% right. That behavior should not be tolerated by anybody. Wake up, black leftist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.